Hi, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Jesus Walk, Beginning the Journey. This is Lesson 8, Witness, Learning to Share Your Faith. Once you have become a Christ follower, one of the most natural things you can do is to tell other people what Christ has done for you. This is how the Christian faith spread in the early days to the farthest reaches of the world. People whom Christ had rescued and helped began to spread the word, the good news to others, that there is help for them too. The Bible often uses the word witness, that is, someone who is able to testify to what they have seen and experienced personally. If you were a witness in a court of law, you would be asked to describe what you saw, what you experienced. If you tried to tell about what someone else had said about it, beyond your own personal experience, you would be told it was hearsay and not admissible. Why? Because people can hold a wide variety of beliefs, whether they are true or not. But what has happened to them personally, their story, is something that they are an expert about. When you met Christ and He rescued you, your life began to change, perhaps radically. Your story, your testimony of what things were like with you before, what happened to you when you found Christ, and what has been different since then, that will often interest people. They won't argue with your story. You are the expert on your own life. Often they'll listen. We will come back to your witness or your personal testimony in a moment. One of the last instructions that Jesus gave to His disciples is known as the Great Commission, our marching orders. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age, Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus also gave His disciples this promise: you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, Acts 1:8. Since they had seen Jesus in action personally and had heard His teachings with their own ears, they were credible witnesses to their world and beyond. Well, what is your world? Who are the people whom God has put around you to love, to pray for, and perhaps be a witness before? I have given you 5 categories and encourage you to write in names as they come to you. Friends, people that are close to you. Family, this could be your extended family, could be your spouse's family as well. Work or school associates, people that you know at work or at school. Neighborhood or store personnel, people that you get to know as you go to the store, or neighbors up and down the street. Or people that you know from recreation, clubs, or teams. Perhaps you're on a sports team, or your child is on a sports team, or you meet at the gym, or whatever that relationship is. I've just given you these categories to give you some ideas. Why don't you take a few minutes to fill in 2 or 3 names of people whom you know in each category, especially people you wouldn't guess are committed Christians at this point in their lives. This is not a hit list, but a love list, a list of people with whom you have some influence. Here's how to use the list. Pray for them. God will hear your prayers for them and work in their lives. If you love them enough to pray for them, they'll know you love them when you talk with them about Jesus. 2, introduce them to your Christian friends. 3, invite them to your baptism, if that is coming up. Having them witness your commitment to Christ can be a powerful way to introduce them to God at work. 4, look for opportunities to share your witness. Because you are praying, the Holy Spirit will be working in their lives. Sometimes these opportunities come in the form of an extended conversation. Often they come when your friend mentions problems that are going on in his or her life. God hasn't put you there to fix their problems, but as a loving listener. Possible outcomes of listening to a friend's problem and needs could be: 1, share how God has helped you when you've been in trouble and plant the thought that God can help them too. Number two, offer to pray for them. If your friend knows you care enough to pray, that you have a spiritual side that believes in prayer, he or she may open up even more. But don't forget the power of prayer. As you pray, God will answer your prayer for your friend. Ask, is it okay if I pray for you? If that is okay with your friend and you feel comfortable with this, bow your head and speak out your prayer for them. If that doesn't seem the thing to do, pray for them during the week. Then, next time you see them, say, how are things going since we talked? I've been praying for you. God may surprise you. When God gives you an opportunity to share what Jesus has done for you, it is very helpful if you have thought ahead of time what to say. That way your testimony can be more clearly communicated. Here is the structure of a typical testimony. Number one, this is what my life was like before I met Jesus. Share how you used to be and the problems you were experiencing. Often, the person you are talking to will begin to identify with some of these same problems. Two, this is how I met Jesus. These are the circumstances. This is how I came to a place of saying yes to him. Explain what happened. And three, these are the differences in my life since I met Jesus. Don't be afraid to admit that God is still working in you and you are not perfect, but share some of the clear changes you have seen so far. You will find it very helpful to write down your testimony using this outline on one or two sides of a page. Yes, it is work, but it will help clarify things for you. Your testimony shouldn't be phony or contrived. You don't want to memorize it, but you will find it helps to write it down and practice saying it to someone. That way, when it comes time to tell someone for real, you'll be much more comfortable in doing so. You may find that when you share your testimony live to a non-Christian friend, it comes out differently than you had planned. That's okay. It is probably the Holy Spirit working to fine-tune your testimony to speak to this particular friend's needs. The Holy Spirit is your internal guide to witnessing, too. God can speak to you through the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will put a very strong impression on your mind that you should speak to a certain person. Go ahead. Follow through with this. Many times you'll find that the Holy Spirit has been preparing them and that they are ready to hear your testimony of what Jesus has done for you. Think of yourself as a junior member of a team. The Holy Spirit is the lead player who sets up the shots, but sometimes he'll pass the ball to you. Be ready for this. There is an important difference between sharing your testimony with someone and sharing the gospel or good news with them. These are complementary, but different. Your testimony is what Christ has done for you. The gospel is what Christ can do for the person you are witnessing to. At this point, you are learning to share your testimony, which prepares people to hear more. Ask your mentor or pastor to help you learn to share the good news itself. There are many simple ways to share it: the bridge, the four spiritual laws, the Roman road, to name just a few. But for the moment, learn to share your testimony. Here are some cautions. Number one, be careful about associating with old friends who will influence you to go back to your old sinful lifestyle. It's okay to talk with them about Christ, that's good, but remember that you have an enemy who wants to tempt you to sin. Be careful. Two, avoid missionary dating. Sometimes a Christian guy feels called to date a beautiful girl so he can witness to her, or vice versa. Because we are sexual beings, too often our Christian love gets mixed up with other desires and the clarity of our testimony is lost. Be wise. Three, love people and be sensitive to them. Because your values have changed relative to those of your friends, you will probably seem a little weird to them. That is understandable. But remember to love. Don't be pushy or rude, impatient, or judgmental. Remember, it is the Holy Spirit who brings people to God. It is not all up to you. Love is primary here, not success. And fourth, don't be ashamed. Sometimes we are very aware that people may look down on us as Christians. That is to be expected. Some looked down upon Jesus and persecuted him too, but that didn't stop him from his mission. St. Paul says in 2 Timothy 1:8, "So don't be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God." Don't be afraid to witness because you don't know all the answers. No one expects you to. Just say, "I'll find out about that and get back to you." Then ask your mentor or pastor to help you answer the question. The central core of Christianity is love, unselfish, giving, forgiving love. That needs to be our central motivation when we witness to people. I say that because it is easy to fall into wrong motivations. One of those motivations is pride. "Look how great I am. I helped a person to Christ." It is truly exciting when God uses you this way. But be sure to give the true credit and glory to God. Another motivation can be doctrine. I have heard street preachers whose main message is how people are going to hell. Well, that is true. But most hellfire and brimstone preachers seem to have too much self-righteousness and judgmentalism, but too little love. The person who hears us share about Christ needs to be able to sense our love for them. The people who hear us share about Christ need to be able to sense our love for them. If they can't sense our love, then we need to pray until we can love as Christ wants us to. The most powerful testimony you have is Christ working in your life to make you into a new person. Jesus said, Matthew 5:14-16, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven." When your friends see your life changing, they'll be amazed and curious and probably a bit threatened. This is kind of a three-step process. One, your lifestyle is undergoing visible transformation. It speaks for itself. Two, your words point to Christ, so people can understand the reason for the transformation. Unless you explain that this is Christ working in you, people will probably assume that you've got religion and miss the power of what has happened. Your explanation is your powerful testimony that points directly to Christ. Three, your love demonstrates Christ's love for the people you are witnessing to. Don't wait until you are perfect before sharing your testimony with those around you. People don't expect perfection, really. But when they see humility, love, and sincerity, they'll be attracted to you and to your Savior. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you will use me to help other people find you. Help my life to bring glory to you. When I am fearful of what other people might think, give me strength. Help me to share my testimony of your working in my life to whomever it may help. Let me be your witness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.